And I'm back after 53 years of being away from Queens. And I'm listening to CFRC. And when I was at Queens, I listened to CFRC. And so I'm glad to be here.
This is Ellie Sturton, this year's Arts News Coordinator and co-producer of CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. CFRC is thrilled to amplify local artists and musicians on our airwaves and social media, and to provide opportunities for them to get the word out about upcoming local concerts and events. Local really does live here at CFRC. Help us keep the magic going by making a donation to the station today via CFRC.ca. And thank you for your support.
Hey Kingston, it's Bahamas and you're listening to CFRC.
Help you boys?
You got any white bread?
Yes.
I'll have some toasted white bread, please.
You want butter or jam on that toast, honey?
No, ma'am. Dry.
Got any fried chicken?
Best damn chicken in the state.
Bring me 4 fried chickens and a Coke.
You want chicken wings or chicken legs?
4 fried chickens and a Coke.
And some dry white meat.
Now if you got a hankering, get on up and stagger in. Brother, I know just the place. Puts a smile on every face. Roll that flour, knead that dough. Roll them all out, don't you roll so slow. Eat them with butter, eat them with jam. Fresh hot biscuits made by hand. She won't do it, but her sister will. My gal makes the best around. Bakes them up all nice and brown. Roll that flour, knead that dough. Roll them all out, don't you roll so slow. Eat them with butter, eat them with jam. Fresh hot biscuits made by hand.
Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And welcome to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yes.
It's your indie morning wake-up extravaganza. We just had a good time old-style hootenanny from Joshua Headley there with fresh hot biscuits. love it. Nothing like fresh hot biscuits on
on a day like this.
On a day like this. I'm glad you made it in, Simone.
I know. I can't believe I made it, but I'm glad.
We're here.
I gotta make it.
And you're not the only one that made it in. We've got some special guests in the quarantine booth right now.
Yeah.
We've got Jay, we've got Paul, and we've got Greg from the band Hollow Body. Can you guys hear me? You guys all right?
Yeah.
Woo, they're here. We're all here.
Excellent. Good morning to y'all. Thanks for trudging in this, Hoff-esque hellscape.
No bus day.
No problem.
Is no bus day? We'll have to talk about some cancellations a little bit later on, but we've got a lot on the program today. You've got us here until 10 a.m.
Yep.
We're going to be spinning the wheels of steel. We've got the fellas from Hollow Body in. They're going to be talking about their upcoming shows.
Mm-hmm, and their life.
Their life. they lead interesting lives.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. It's going to get very dramatic in
here. Yes, I think so. It's going to be great, though.
Yeah. Also on the program, we're going to be talking about food from our amazing sponsors.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yes. Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yes, absolutely.
We have a bevy of holiday-themed snacks in the lobby that we're going to be munching on. Also on the program, we're going to find some events that are going on in snowy Kingston this weekend, including the Hollow Body Show on Friday night, is it?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And then, we have a bona fide filmmaker in the booth.
Ooh.
So we're going to be talking nerd stuff. We have a movie segment later on where we talk about pop culture and movie news and nerd stuff.
All the secrets, behind the curtain.
I want to get Jay's opinion on the Netflix Warner Brothers merger because I know he's in on it. There's something about him. I know he's in on it.
Okay.
But all that and much more. And also, as a bonus, it's all brand new music today. It's all 2025 too.
As
we wrap up the year, we got to start playing some of our old favorites, our new favorites, I guess. So we got a new one called Holiday from the 66ers, or the 6-6ers?
6-6ers?
I don't know, 6-7, but anyways, we're going to get to it, and then after this song break, we're going to be chatting with Hollow Body.
Mm-hmm.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is CFRC
101.9.
From Canada, and they think I'm slow, eh?
Oh,
This is Matthew Barber mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
I know what a JPEG is. I just want a picture of a goddang hot dog.
It's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
If I were you, I'd spend a little more time trying to please that little woman of mine. I'd try my best to never make her blue. She'd want to stay with me if I were you.
since you asked what I would do.
If I were you,
if I were you, I'd listen to this advice. If I were you, I'd start to think twice, twice. Keeping her happy be a simple task. If I were you, I wouldn't have to ask. But since you asked what I would do, that's what I would do. Take it from me, I'll do it too.
If I were you.
Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And welcome back to Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday, your hump day rock ride around the world, normally through time.
But yes.
Today's a little special because it's all brand new 2025 tunes.
Mm-hmm.
We just heard new stuff out of Ronnie DiDario of the Lemon Twigs with If I Were You.
Mm.
Pretty nice.
That is nice.
Before Ronnie, we had the Gnomes with Open Your Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You guys better wake up and open your eyes. We heard Prune in there with Commotion. That's spelled P-R-W-E-N.
P-R-E-W-N.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Eat your prunes. They're healthy.
They're good for you.
Also in there, before the prunes, we had the Atlantic Thrills with mm-hmm. One and Only, and we opened it up with the 66ers.
With Holiday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Getting close to that holiday.
It is.
Absolutely. And
yeah.
Very exciting show today. We've got some special guests in
we
the booth.
Do. In we do. In the building.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're not by ourselves today.
Thank goodness for that. Yeah. I knew I bathed and shaved for a reason today.
I'm not alone with you anymore.
We've got the guys from Holiday. Body in today. How are you fellas doing?
Hello, guys. Thanks for having us.
Excellent. Yes. Welcome to the program. We've got Jay, we've got Greg, we've got Paul, and we're very excited to have you in. You're a new face in the rock and roll scene. From veteran musicians, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a contradictory statement.
Yeah.
Rookie veterans.
Sorry?
Rookie veterans.
Rookie veterans. Yeah. So why don't you guys tell us a little bit about yourselves?
Yeah.
Starting with Paul. Paul,
sure, So I'm the bassist for the band. I've been playing, I'm from Kingston, born and raised, although I had a big gap there in the late 90s, 2000s, and 2010s. But I've been living here for the last 15 years, and I've been playing lots of bands. I mostly play a lot of double bass with jazz things when that was happening more, and with like things like Cantabile Choir. But I've played some rock. I've played with the Gertrudes in the past. I've played with a few other rock bands, and this band opportunity came up to play as a trio. We've all kind of jammed together in other bands and casually, and it's been really fun working on electric bass in a rock band.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. I mean, rock star.
You mentioned that you were in the Gertrudes, so Greg, you're in the Gertrudes as well.
Yeah.
And so the Gertrudes, for those that are listening that may not know, you should know by now, but you're like a bigger sort of folk rock outfit of, I mean, how many members? Like a dozen?
It expands and contracts, but yeah, usually it hovers around a dozen.
So what was your thinking, what was your decision to have Hollow Body, a more smaller, stripped down rock and roll group? Like, was it was it Gertrude Fatigue or was
I'm no comment on that. I gotta admit, I think we just kind of stumbled onto this. I mean, we all live literally within two blocks of each other, which is no common in the Skeleton Park neighborhood. But yeah, for me, it's the first time behind an electric guitar.
First time?
Like performing with an electric guitar. And these guys, they're always laughing at me because it's like a child with a toy, you know? Like, I'm like, oh, feedback. Wow, this is incredible. So it's super, I don't know, it's very exciting for me just to be in a rock band like this. I haven't, you know, it's my second ever band. And so whereas these guys have been in bands before and probably like explored this kind of music a bit more than me. How about you, Jay?
I had a couple different rock bands along the way. I hadn't really made music in a band in quite a long time, and I've been doing more filmmaking stuff. And then when I was finishing up making Still Alive in Kingston, the feature I did last year, I was just filming all these bands, and I was really missing it. And I was like, man, I was doing this. And it just worked out around the same time that I was feeling that way. These guys invited me to play some drums with them. And even playing drums, I hadn't been a drummer in a band in, like, 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
So it was a chance to relearn the drums.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Nice. So that means you guys are like the new pesky neighborhood garage rock band of the block.
Yeah, pretty much.
If we had garages, it would make it more true.
That would be cool. So what is the kind of sound that you guys do? I mean, like, what type of rock that are you guys really into? Like, do you have influences or, like, a sound that you're particularly going for?
We're not going for anything, but I think, like, you know, as we were saying before we went on air, like, the 90s definitely are a strong theme, which, you know, it brings us back to a lot of our passions from that era. How about you guys?
I mean, it's all original music, and so I think the songwriting doesn't necessarily come from, like, oh, I want to sound like this artist or anything like that, but when we come together as a trio and arrange songs, they come from, like, the aesthetics of power rock trios. However, with influences like finger picking, like, it's not all just like hard chords or anything, like,
right.
There's some folk influences there. There's some broader influences.
So you would say that the three of you collaborate on the songwriting together, or is it more like
so
you?
So far.
Yeah, you kind of just get together and jam it out and see what comes out, or you?
So do you start with the melody first?
Tell us your secrets.
Yeah, or do you start with, is it the words, the lyrics, like, and is there one of you is stronger than the other two?
who's getting up here, Simone?
I think it's different with every song, so all three of us are contributing songs. And I know from my songs, they're mostly from demos I made when I was going to school in Guelph, like, 26 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of those demos, I sent them to Greg, and then Greg made new arrangements for them or added. I used to write very short songs, and they'd be like 45 seconds or a minute 10 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then Greg's like, oh, maybe he could have more. And Greg has written extra parts to my songs, and they've sort of come back and been rearranged, and that's, like, the songs I contribute. I know Paul's written a few songs for us.
I got into songwriting just recently in my life. Well, I had a phase before, but I started writing songs less than a year ago, really, and I bring them to the band, and then they get rearranged in the band from the kind of singer-songwritery version that it started with.
Cool.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, more of an organic snowballing effect, almost.
So when you, like, some of the demos or the lyrics that were inspired from when you were younger, do you feel like you're the same person, or do you feel like you've changed so much over the past 20 years?
I don't feel like... No, it's totally different.
Yeah.
And I don't... Yeah, Greg will ask me, like, is it okay if we change this? I'm like, I don't care. It's not the same. I think that when you're young, you have so much, or at least I did, had so much artistic confidence that I don't have anymore. But it's nice to bring the songs back when maybe I'm more competent. And even just, like, having people to play them with who are great musicians and bring those songs back is really fun.
Cool.
Very cool. Simone, my family actually says that I am in denial and still think I'm 17.
Yeah.
So, like, to that point, I probably haven't changed at all.
Well, we're all young at heart.
Yes.
Yeah. Hollow body. I love it.
Yeah.
So when are you guys playing next, then? Just let's get that out
there.
Yeah,
this Friday.
Yeah.
We're going to play at Muziki, and folks can show up at, like, 7 p.m. That's when the doors are. And I don't know if your listeners will know this amazing folk player, beautiful finger-picking guitar singer-songwriter, Anthea Fever.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah. So we're going to play, and Anthea's going to play some songs, which will be radically different music, but it'll be an interesting night at Musiki, kind of like 8 till 11 type thing.
Nice.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Good way to, you know, kick off the weekend. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right on. Well, we're going to kick off the next song break, but Paul, you said you've got a jet pretty soon. Do you have any, like, words of wisdom you want to impart yeah. on the listeners before you go?
Yes.
Follow your dreams. Yes. I know it's cliche, but, you know.
Amazing. Wiser words Wonderful. Were not spoken here. My yeah. name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is Hollow Body. Thanks again for coming in. But you, Greg and Jay, you guys are sticking around. We have much sure. more to chat
sure,
about
thanks.
Today.
Thank you.
Excellent. Well, guys, we'll throw you guys under the bus quite thoroughly today. Off
buses aren't running.
No bus.
Oh, lucky you. Well, off to the next song break. Again, it's all 2025 tunes today. So we've got a new one from Sharp Pins. This is one called Lorelei right here
on CFRC 101.9.
Hi, I'm Guy Madden. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, and I am down with you.
Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
all along, thinking I had to die. But medicine hasn't made up its mind. It can summon the stricken to strong, but can it keep us alive? Yes, unless either you or your body's declined. Careful what you wish for, future. Be gone, but they'll never die. Now what do we do when we should be dead? Careful what you wish for, future and day, and every day blending together. Oh, it's true that when you wanna live forever, better take your pill and try to kill a million more tomorrows. It's true.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
To Indie Wake Up Wednesday, the greatest show on earth.
Yeah, on a snowy day.
It is blustery out there. Mm-hmm. We've got Greg and Jay from Hollow Body in the studio. How are you guys doing?
Hello, we're good.
Doing good. Good. Greg, you were saying that it's a no bus day today in Kingston?
It is. It is. Like, it was just, you know, the euphoria in my household today. It's just over the top. It brings back memories. Like, bus days that are exciting,
yeah.
You know?
Do you guys remember Ice Storm 98?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was hardcore.
It was hardcore.
I was home for weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not that bad out there, but I don't know. Are they saying, like, 20 centimeters of snow? I don't really know.
I don't think it's supposed to be like this all day today and tomorrow. We'll have to look up, I guess we are on the radio. I should know this. Yeah. But
well, it's pretty beautiful. George and I were out for our first skate on Market Square last night, which was also beautiful. You know, so winter, it feels winter out there, which is nice.
That's what we advocate here on Indie More Evening Wednesday, is that winter lasts for like 11 months out of the year, so we might as well embrace it.
Yeah, yes. Enjoy it. Yeah.
So what does King George do on a snow day? Does he go in or do they stay home?
They're totally into it. They want to go. So, you know, there was a convoy, not a convoy, but just a lot of kids meeting at our house, and Annie drove them all.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's the LEAP program. They're arts kids. They love it. So they still want to go.
Excellent. Yeah.
That wouldn't have been me at their age.
No.
That would have been like turning the TV on.
Yes.
There will be lots of creative snow people on the schoolyards today, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So thanks again for coming in.
Oh, yeah. This is fun.
Very excited to have you in. You're the, I say new rock band Hollow Body. How How long have you guys been a group officially?
Well, I mean, good question. I think this Friday at Musiki is technically our first show.
Really?
You know, the first, like, it's our show. We have an opener and Anthea Fever. And we could be the newest band in Kingston. Ooh.
Very cool. Yeah. You young bucks coming up from the rear.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I like
it's
a lot.
It's embarrassing.
So tell us a little bit about your name. Yeah, why Hollow Body? What does it mean?
So,
yeah.
We just noticed at a rehearsal that Greg and Paul were both playing hollow body guitars. Paul has this beautiful custom-made hollow body bass, and Greg somehow acquired a hollow body electric.
Yeah, I acquired all my gear as donations.
Like, oh, cool.
Yeah, my father-in-law, Brent Pepley, it's actually his guitar.
Okay.
And the amp is local guitarist Joel Williams' amp. So yeah, I just stumbled onto this stuff. But it's pretty cool because the hollow bodies are both made by a local luthier named Jean Laplante. And the cool thing about it is that his daughter lives around the corner from us.
No kidding.
So, yeah, just to have that connection of local guitar making is, and they're beautiful guitars.
Yeah.
J.P. Laplante.
Oh, very cool. I did see that clip that you sent me of you playing, and now I can see it. Now I can see the hollow body electric, and it does look pretty sweet.
Oh, and the feedback, Jeff.
Like, yeah.
those guitars, the incredible feedback. So, yeah, a warning to the audience coming out Friday. You're going to have to put up with a lot of my feedback.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. That's going to be sweet. Yeah. Friday night at Musiki, right on. So it is Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday, and we are sponsored by our amazing sponsors at
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yeah.
And so delicious.
Delicious and nutritious.
Yeah, this segment we like to dedicate to them. It is the holiday season, so all the good holiday snacks are coming out. I hope you guys tried the nuts and bolts that are in the lobby right now.
I had a delicious ginger cookie, but I will try those on the way out.
The nuts and bolts are amazing.
I will note that Jeff and Old Farm Fine Foods are also sponsoring the Skeleton Park AGM tonight.
That's right.
Next church. So thanks for taking good care of us and feeding everybody.
We're just feeding Greg all day long. I love it so much. I think, I believe you guys are getting pizza rolls tonight.
Oh, beautiful.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. So amazing. Old Farm does catering for different groups and organizations. So if you guys want to get a nice thing of hot pizza rolls delivered to your meeting.
Mm. Nancy is a talented caterer.
She is. Yeah. Absolutely.
Steve's talented in other ways.
He has his moments. We haven't had Captain Steve on to do a cheese report in a while. We
have to bring cheese report.
The Steve's cheese. Yeah, might have to bring them on soon.
Yeah.
But get on down to our sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods.
You got the top three things to get at Old Farm?
Right now, the nuts and bolts are number one. I won't give away the entire recipe because it's a secret, but it involves a lot of melted butter, like pounds of it poured onto it.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two is turkeys. We do fresh turkeys to order, so get your name on the turkey list. It's filling up fast. You want to get that holiday bird in your oven. They're delicious. They're free run. They're good the healthiest birds you can get.
Yeah, good reminder.
They're absolutely delicious. And then failing that, I'm a big fan of the pies that Old Farm makes, meaning the meat pies.
Yep.
We just did a big batch of tortiere yesterday and a big batch of turkey pot pie. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Simone off air that I like to sit a lot with my food in my lap while I play video games for way too long. And so just a pot pie, you start in the middle and work your way out. Nothing more pathetic and great than that. Yeah. Those are my top three. It's just comfort food season right now. Yeah,
definitely.
So you're going to want to get down to Old Farm and do that. So speaking of, you guys are, you've been in the Gertrudes for a while. Jay, you've been a filmmaker for a good while. You've got, what, two features under your belt already?
Yeah.
And a host of other projects. What's the best thing that you can find at the craft service table when you're on set? What's the thing that is like...
See, here's the thing. Like, my movies are micro-budget movies, so it's what you brought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you had
actors get mad at me. They're like, why isn't there food? I'm like, we gotta get out of here. We gotta get this done and get out of here. Like,
do you have any highlights? Like, any, like, really good food items that you, like, someone may have brought that just kind of blew everyone away?
No, it's my fault. It's all my fault. I'm the like the main producer on the movies, and I don't bring food. So people complain. I'm so sorry to all the people that work on my films.
Clearly, there's a market for a future sponsor with Jay's movies.
Very true.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, let's.
Old Farm will do movie catering.
Hook it up for the next one,
Well, you can pay us in walk-on roles. Just give us a line like, paging Mr. Herman, and we'll give you a deal. And Greg, any specific foods that you have to have on your rider? We asked Stephen Stanley this a couple weeks ago. Mm. Is it like a brandy glass filled with only brown M&Ms?
Yeah.
Or
good question. I mean, one cool thing is our next project after this Musiki show is the last Wednesday of every month. We're playing at the Hotel Wolf Island. Oh. So it's a residency. This is going to be like our home away from home for nice. Hollow Body. And it's a beautiful space over there. You know, it's run by musicians, Chris Brown, Tom Carpenter, like... Also, Brad Long is this kind of national level chef.
Really?
So they're going to feed us over there. So ooh. I'm pretty excited to like take the 540 ferry.
Yeah.
You know, do our set and then eat this delicious dinner by this renowned chef.
Nice.
That you know, yeah. That'll be part of what we do. And then if people want to stay later, there's an open mic. So we're excited about through the winter month it being a new hang. The hotel on Wolf Island on Wednesday
right
nights.
On.
Wednesday nights. Yeah. Nice. And when does that start again?
It's like the last Wednesday of each month. So January 28th would
cool.
be the last Wednesday in January.
Mm-hmm.
And again, yeah, the ferry's sailing into Marysville now. So you can hop in the 540. And if you want, like take the 740 home, you know, be home, or take the 9 o'clock, or you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So it's pretty convenient. It's all free.
Nice. That's exciting. So
yeah.
Like, what a good way to you know stay warm during the winter months, and you know,
and just have community, be together with people.
And hotel. Yeah.
It's a definite like arts hub over there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool stuff happening at the Hotel Wolf Island.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been I follow many moons events on Instagram. There's always stuff going on.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Laura Kelly. Yeah, she's like the booker over there.
Oh, cool. Nice. And then and then if you're getting fed by this renowned chef every time you go, he'll have to outdo himself every time so you guys don't get bored with the food.
Yes, yeah. Keep us coming back. Just keep us, you know, well fed.
Nice. That's exciting. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Right on. Oh, man, now I'm getting hungry.
Are you?
Yeah, a little bit. we got about 10 minutes left until 9 o'clock. We'll probably play a few more tunes, and then after 9 o'clock, we will do our weekly community events roundup. We'll find some other stuff that's going on in and around town.
Yeah.
And, any other, like, words of wisdom before we get back to the tunes? I mean, we've got a couple minutes to kill.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if Jay is going to make a third Live in Kingston movie.
That's what I want to know.
Ooh.
It makes me like sick to my stomach right now. That would be fun. So the first movie came out in 2017. And then the second one came out in 2025. So there's a few years that it took to recover.
True.
So 8 years from 2025.
That's what we'll do it.
2033.
It's a good number.
I'll say yes to that.
If it's not done by then we'll have an issue,
Maybe we'll come back to the radio station. The first one was set here at CFRC.
That's right.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll come back with you guys in 2033.
That'd be fun. We'll get the lovely Anna Sudak back in here. She can reprise her role.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, next break will be the community events roundup. After that, we do have our nerd talk about movie stuff. So that's when we're going to fire you into the hot seat. We have a spotlight we'll put right on you.
Yeah.
It'll get really sweaty in there.
Nice.
It's going to be good. We're going to grill you. More of that a little bit later on, but we'll get back to the tunes. The last set, we had brand new music from Sloan that was Live Forever. No, Live Forever. I don't know.
A great live show at the Ale House. We were both there.
It was awesome. That would have been sweet. And they played Skelly Park Fest a while back.
Oh, yeah. That was our highest attendance ever.
That was
just like thousands and thousands of people packing that park.
It was loud and proud.
Yeah.
Hollow Body listens to a lot of Sloan.
Right on. Before the Sloan, in that last set, we heard from Sweet Pete with his song Overnight Meteorite. Also in there, we had the Gruesomes with What in the World. Before the Gruesomes, we had Ariel Salad out of the UK with My Girl. And we opened it up with Sharp Pins and Lorelei. It's all brand new music today. It's our 2025 roundup. And we're going to continue on with Cosmic Psychos. Simone, did you pick that one?
Yeah, that sounds just like me.
The song is called I Like Beer, so it must have been a Simone track.
Yeah, of course.
We'll be back in a little bit, guys. This is CFRC
101.9.
big and bad and mysterious as the catacombs. I rode with Misty and she held my hand as we sang along to the radio. Sometimes I dream of war. Sometimes it dreams of me. I thought I knew desire before all this became so alien and strange. We're witnessing long.